Peace, love, and light. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. What up, man? It's Hip Hop Graffiti. This is Ja Bliss. I'm chilling with Anaj the Dragon, and of course we're bird watching. Happy New Year to you. We got some new bird watch material going on. No, it's not material. We're actually out bird watching. We got some new feeders out, and we placed some big baskets of goodies for the birds. There's some pigeons flying around out there, some woodpeckers we've seen, blue jays, cardinals, all types of finches. A lot of traffic out here.
It's a lot of traffic.
And seriously, this is an interesting turn of events in my life. Like, I never thought that I would be interested and entertained by watching birds fly around and interact with each other and eat out of bird feeders. But
but it's extremely entertaining.
It's entertaining. It's peaceful. It's
mad peaceful. It's like
trying to give back to
no wonder why little nature. Old people like go to the pond and throw bread at ducks,
right?
And stuff. Like, I get it now.
And you actually should do that because bread's not
right,
good for them. But I get the idea. It's right. The idea of it. You know, the energy of it.
So I guess if you would have took some seed out there, that'd be better.
Get some bird seed. Take some seed out there. It's not that expensive, actually. I guess maybe I was talking about bird feeders because it's peaceful. And that's a good New Year tiding. Peace and good things and blessings and joy.
We can definitely use some peace right now.
So On to the news. Donald Trump. Notice I call him Donald Trump. He is not a peaceful guy.
Look, it's a whole fight breaking out right now. You mentioned Donald Trump named the birds.
And the birds are quarreling.
Fighting overseas.
I don't believe he to be a peaceful guy. And quite frankly, he does not represent me. And I myself don't. You know, I don't have a problem with nobody in Iran. I don't. Ain't nobody ever called me a nigga in Iran, or, you know.
Also ain't ever been, so, you know, there's that.
Well, so, let's concentrate maybe more on stuff at home. Bring some of those fellas at home. Let them build grills and refrigerators and such here. And shit, right. Secure the border.
Right.
Secure the homeland. Homeland security. The best security in the world.
Right.
You spreading them out too thin. I'm like, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, why 3 days after Iran, China, and Russia are doing drills, they're hyped up, probably testing out new equipment and new weapons.
Like, watch this doobie tactic.
And trading stuff and buying stuff from arms dealers. Why 3 days after that you choose to blow up one of the people that probably was one of the main players in what goes on over there, obviously, because millions of people showed up to his damn funeral.
Like, it was like, you know, not only am I going to sell you some weapons, but I can promise you a war ticket. You get some fun.
So it's hearsay. I hear that there's a story going around. It hasn't been verified of a monetary amount on this man's head.
Yeah, no.
I ain't saying nobody's name. But that is just crazy. Yeah. But I'm glad that they've pinpointed who exactly they know to be the target and understand that it's not we, the American people. Not have
like,
a problem.
We chilling. We was minding our
peace
business.
And good tidings to like, those, you know, on the planet
it
Earth.
Was like holiday time. We was chilling.
Right. Let's
like,
concentrate on goodwill towards men, women,
chilling.
And all creatures on the planet.
We was minding our business.
You feel me?
Chilling, making New Year's resolutions, trying to get our lives together.
We're trying to come over there and plant some trees and put some bird feeders, if that's okay, to
like
show our good tidings. And just to show,
trees.
You know, a historical...
We just wanted some legal weed. That's all we wanted. Okay? Like, honestly... He never said he's gonna give us like a week.
Hey, but historical presidents, Ayatollah in Iran, who was a religious and government leader back in 1979, he had a whole bunch of hostages and he let the women and blacks go because he like, yo, you know, my problem with the U.S. ain't even with y'all. Y'all go ahead and y'all just leave.
Well, shoot, I'm just trying to get some like a week. That's
speaking of motherfuckers leaving, Cardi B tweeted like, you know, this shit is just making me uncomfortable, basically paraphrasing World War III preface about to happen. She like, I'm about to go to Nigeria and become a citizen. And how about a Nigerian, official tweeted her and was like, well, sister, come on down. I'm ready to with open arms if you want to walk through the door of return.
Well, she did have a great concert there. Like, she had a great turnout, awesome. Sold out concert. So, shoot, why not? It's like, I'm sure she could get... That'd be a lot of business. A lot of, oh, look, there go Lou. Hey, Lou.
Lou hangs upside down. He's been given a name. He's some type of like little finch thing. Yeah, I think he's got like a stripe.
And I don't know why, but it's so cute.
This purple finch over here closest to us is just sitting on the post. He's not eating at the bird feeder. He's just sitting there holding it down. Oh, there's some type of alarm going off.
I'm sorry.
We're on task. Like, no, it's okay.
I set a million alarms.
It's like, okay.
I'm trying to be productive. You know what I'm saying? Like, 2020, I'm trying to be productive.
2020.
Right.
What are your resolutions or goals?
You know, aside from just being productive, like, I want to be more productive. I feel like last year was great in what it was. Like, I feel like I had tons of time to not do anything. But, like, this year, I need to utilize that time that I didn't do anything to, like, be doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, I feel like just that little bit of effort will be great for me. So just being more productive. And I've been great today. I've been doing great today. So far. Well, no. Yeah, I fell off of that today. I was vegan so far. And then I ate some chicken minis with you earlier. So that's Chick-fil-A. But it's probably cloned chicken, so it doesn't count.
Oh, that's a good argument. Came from
one
chicken.
If it's a clone, is it really even chicken?
Hey,
right. It was dead. That's like beyond the meat at this point.
Ooh.
Like.
Next time on Hip Hop Graffiti. Vegans versus clones. Is clone meat meat?
Right. That's what I'm like. I don't know if it's clone meat. But I'm just being over exaggerating. If it is clone meat, it's tasty and delectable, delicious. It's great. However, I'm just
saying. And then, you know, you got a corner. You got a corner of vegan with an argument of like the greater good. Like, well, okay, no, it's an unmanageable amount of clone chickens. So it's one chicken, but there are 100 million of these chickens, and they're running rampant. Right. They're eating all the grass. And it's disturbing the ecosystem. We need to do something with these chickens. So either we gonna nuke them or we can eat them. Is it a problem if we eat the clone chicken?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, unless the clone chicken tries to take over.
It has a face and a family and it casts a shadow. Of course, it's wrong. It's an animal. It has feelings.
It casts a shadow. I don't know. Like, yeah.
As a level 5 vegan, you should know.
I'm telling you, I fell off my level 5 veganism. Chicken minis was good this morning. Unfortunately, like, well, it's not bad because it's...
Oh, don't tempt me.
Yeah, it's not the worst. Shit. I think I'm doing better, so...
People like Anthony Bourdain and Anthony Zimmerman are, like, my idols. People that walk around and go random places on the earth and just eat good-looking shit.
You can explain
to me what it is later. What is this? Because it smells good. And the way you cooking this motherfucker. And they over there enjoying this shit. And they haven't killed over and died.
So
they been saying they've been eating this shit for how long?
Right, let's do it.
Give me a plate of that.
I don't know, because homegirl with that...
you say this was a tarantula?
With that shrimp curry. Remember the shrimp curry? And she was like, well, I personally eat it with the bread. And she was on it with the money. When you eat it with the bread, it was perfect. She was right. I feel you. And if I didn't eat meat, I wouldn't have, you know, if I wouldn't have been eating shrimp, I wouldn't have got to try it that way. It was so good.
You eating fried spider?
I've not.
In the Amazon?
No, it was grilled bug. It was like a bug on a stick. Okay. No, it was not a spider. Spiders are where I draw the line. No, gotcha. That's not it. I probably would have ate them. I would have ate Charlotte's Web right on up. But no, it wasn't.
Speaking of the Amazon, I heard, thank you, by the way, because I heard you were a part of a group that was meditating on providing rainfall to the Amazon.
You know,
fires.
I heard it rain, so you know, you're welcome. No,
I'm sorry. It wasn't the Amazon, it was Australian fires.
But I did one, like Gaia TV did one for the Amazon as well. Like, and I listened and watched the day they did that one too. So, but the most recent one was for the Australian fire. So yeah, it was pretty dope. Like to meditate with people on rain coming. That's all we did.
That makes you think maybe our ancestors and those tribal traditions of a rain dance was summoning the collective energy of that tribe in that area to focus our energy on, hey, rain. We want rain.
And then maybe it did fucking make it rain. Right, it really might have.
Because, you know, you be at the strip club and a whole bunch of strippers get around you and they want you to make it rain.
Eventually,
you're going to make that motherfucker.
You be like, all right, all right. Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? The sun, you know, the sun. Or does it? I don't know. That's like a sword. Is that the next song? I can't remember. So. Yes. But I did not write that piece. His little feathers look nice, but it looks like he's trying out. Look at him. Fatty almost ain't even make it trying to get up in there to get you some berries. Your fat ass. You know, I like these berries, you know. You know.
I'm a point facing out so I can keep an eye out on the bar. What's that?
This bird up here got a leaf on its butt. The leaf is like stuck to the butt. Oh, whoa. Look. Gang, gang. Did you see them pull up, babe? Did you see them pull up, babe? They pulled up. Like, yo, so I heard this is where the fruit and nut bar is. You know? That's what we heard. That's what we heard about it. Which one of y'all gonna come down here and give it a try first? Huh? I see them up there looking, they thinking about it. They're like, yeah. They pulled up.
Oh, look, I'm seeing one about to hop off.
1,009 Mont Lou, you know, I heard it 1,009. I think maybe at the top of the branch gonna swoop down.
Nah, second one down. Mine's still like.
Yeah, mine's still a little bit. Oh, now mine's gone. Yep. None of them was brave enough to give it a try. They were like, oh, it ain't as big as the smorgasbord as I heard, you know.
Oh, no, we were recording.
Was you recording?